Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tet. Here we'll continue to talk about the responsibilities of a watchman, of a shomer. If a shomer has an item deposited by him, and that item is destroyed, but it's destroyed in an unavoidable accident, then he would not be liable to pay for it. But if he used the item for his own benefit in any way, it's considered to be that he took possession of it as a thief, and he would be responsible for anything, including unavoidable accidents. He would be responsible for it. Here we'll talk about where the shomer uses an item and then he puts it back where it's safe. Is he still responsible in those situations? Mishnah says, "Hamafkid havit etzel havero velo yihadu la be'alim makom." Let's say somebody deposited a barrel of wine or oil with his friend, and that owner did not designate a place in the shomer's property where he wanted the barrel to be held. He didn't specify exactly where he wanted it to be. He basically gave the shomer the permission to put it in any place that was going to be safe. What happens? V'tiltela v'nishpera. The shomer was transporting the barrel, and it broke. It broke in an unavoidable way. So we say, mitoch yado nishpera, if it broke while it was still in his hands, before it put it down in a safe place. Lesorko, if he was moving the barrel for his own needs, for example, let's say he wanted to use it as a step stool. He wanted to step on top of that barrel in order to reach something. So he was using it for himself, the shomer. Hayav, he would be obligated to pay for the breaking. He used it without permission, so he's considered to be a thief. And once it broke, he would be liable to pay for that type of accident. So it didn't break because he stepped on it over here. It broke in some another unavoidable way, but he used it, and therefore he gained hana'a, benefit from it. So he would be liable for the barrel when it breaks. Lesorka, but if he was moving it for its needs, for example, the barrel was in the sun and he wanted to remove it to a safe place, patur, he would be exempt from the payment. He never used it for his own needs, so therefore he never took possession as a thief of this item. So it was always the property of the owner. He was just a shomer, and therefore he would not be liable for any unavoidable accident. Now we'll talk about, let's say the barrel broke after the thief put it back in a safe place. Im mishihiniha nishbera. But if it broke after you put it down into a safe place, ben lesorko, ben lesorka patur. It doesn't matter if he originally picked it up for his own needs or for the needs of the actual barrel. He would be patur. He would be exempt from payment in both cases, even though he became a thief when he took possession of the item temporarily, when he was using it for his own benefit. Once he puts the item in a safe place, he has relinquished the responsibility for it. He returns the item in a way back to the owner. He becomes a shomer again, and therefore he would not be responsible for any unavoidable accidents once more. This is the opinion of Rabbi Ishmael, where Rabbi Ishmael says that once an item is put into a safe place, the shomer relinquishes his theft in a certain sense, and it goes back into the ownership of the real owner, and the thief now becomes back to his previous state of a shomer. This is different than a regular case of theft. In a normal case of theft, the thief is still liable and responsible, not only until he returns the item, but until he informs the owner that he stole it originally and that he put it back. Rabbi Ishmael would say our case is different. The shomer would not have to inform the actual owner because he's the person responsible for taking care of it. So as long as he knows that the item is returned, that the shomer himself knows that the item was put into a safe place, he now relinquishes the responsibility. There's no need for him to tell the actual owner. Rabbi Akiva is going to differ. Rabbi Akiva says that until he tells the actual owner, he is fully responsible. Till he tells the owner that he used the item irresponsibly without permission, then he would remain on the hook if something happened to the item. According to Rabbi Akiva, once the owner would have known that he, the shomer, used the item without permission, he probably would have taken back his permission for that person to be the shomer, he would not trust him anymore, and he would not want him to be the shomer anymore. So therefore, once the shomer put it in a safe place, that doesn't mean that he goes back to being the shomer and watching it. He would have to rather tell the actual owner, and the owner would have to give him permission to continue watching it. We'll see how the opinion of Rabbi Akiva plays out in the next case of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Yihadu la ba'alim makom. If the owner designated a place for the barrel, we'll take note momentarily why we frame the case where the owner designated a specific spot for that barrel. V'til telav v'nishbera. Then the shomer moved the barrel out of that spot, and it broke due to an unavoidable accident. Ben mitoch yado uben mishehiniha. Doesn't matter whether it was still in his hands before he put it back in that same designated spot or after he put it back in the designated spot. What actually matters is lesorko hayav. If he moved the barrel for his own needs and he used it for himself, he would be obligated to pay. According to Rabbi Akiva, once he uses the barrel, he is considered to be a thief, and Rabbi Akiva would say that the shomer continues to be a thief and he continues to be responsible for this item until he goes back to the original owner and he informs him that he returned the item to that spot. He has to tell him and he has to be open with him. So if it broke, even after he put it back in that designated spot, exactly where the owner wanted it, he would still be obligated to pay. This is why we frame the case in that style of the owner wanted it in a certain place, and here he used it, and then he put it back in that same exact spot that the owner wanted it. Still doesn't matter. He would be hayav. This is in direct contradiction to what Rabbi Ishmael held. Rabbi Ishmael said, even if the owner did not designate a spot, as long as he put it back in a safe space, even without informing the original owner, according to Rabbi Ishmael, the shomer would be off the hook and he would not be responsible. Here, in our case, again, to repeat Rabbi Akiva, a spot was designated and he put it right back in that same exact spot. He would still be hayav, according to Rabbi Akiva, because he takes responsibility for it once he uses it, lesorko, for his own needs. And even if it broke and he put it exactly where it was supposed to be and it broke in a way that was unavoidable, he's still obligated to pay for it. But we say lesorka patur. But if he moved the barrel for its own needs to protect the barrel, then he would be exempt from payment when it broke because he never became a thief, because he was only doing it to help the barrel.